Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rodney Scott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Schatzeder. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan Schatzeder. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Miguel Dillon. Batting second. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting third. The first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foot. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biedner scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Miguel Dillon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu hits a line drive into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Biedner moves to second. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Foot trying to get to third. Dawson throws the ball into Parrish, who tags Foot for the out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dan Schatzetter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schatzetter hits a line drive towards third. Ontiveros catches it and throws to first to double up Scott. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLone strikes out. One out. Ivan De Jesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De Jesus is 0 for 1 in the game. De Jesus hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Biotner takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cromartie. The throw from Foot and he is out, De Jesus applying the tag. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. De Jesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DeLone who is chasing the ball. Dawson reaches third base with a triple. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0 for 1 in the game. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Delone. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Dan Schatzetter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schatzetter is 0 for 1 in the game. Schatzetter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0 for 2 in the game. Delone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash bunts towards first. Biotner scoops it up and throws to first, with Dillard covering, for the out. Cromartie moves to second. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cromartie moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cromartie scores. Dawson moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus misplays the ball. That's an error on DeJesus. Dawson scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesus takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Biotner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Expos, 2, Cubs, 2. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-2 in the game. Vale hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-2 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Bonson now pitching. Barry Foot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foot hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Rochel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rochel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Miguel DeLone. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DeJesus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Scott Thompson now playing center field. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Dawson hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Rochel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dawson for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. DeJesus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Valentine moves to second. It's 3-2, Expos. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Hutton now playing first base. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-3 in the game. Vale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kingman moves to third. Elias Sosa now pitching. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kingman scores. Vale moves to second. It's Expos, 3, Cubs, 3. Mick Kelleher pinch runs for Steve Ontiveros. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White pinch hits for Elias Sosa. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cash scores. Dawson moves to second. It's 4-3, Expos. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-4 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Steve Macko pinch hits for Steve Dillard. Steve Macko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macko hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Bruce Sutter. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive towards first. Hutton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.